Christian Voice News, your global link.
The Law Association of Zambia calls for a reduction in bus fares, and dozens of Ghanaians trafficked in jobs come rescued in Nigeria. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasabo. The Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, has called on government to suspend all constitutional amendment efforts until after the 2026 general elections, following a landmark constitutional court ruling and a judgment delivered on June 27, 2025 in the case of Munir Zulu and Celestine Mukandila versus the Attorney General. The Constitutional Court found that government's initiation of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 without first undertaking broad public consultation contravened several key provisions of the Constitution. These include Articles 1, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, 61, 90, 91, and 92 as amended by Act No. 2 of 2016. LAZ President Lungisani Zulu noted that the court directed government to ensure that any further constitutional amendment process must be people-driven and led by an independent body of experts following wide and inclusive public consultations. The people are the ultimate decision-makers when it comes to removing or replacing constitutional provisions, said Mr. Zulu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He stressed that this critical stage of consultation and public participation is what grants legitimacy to any constitutional changes, making them abiding and truly representative of the will of the people. Mr. Zulu reaffirmed LAZ's commitment to upholding constitutionalism and democratic values, asserting that the currently deferred Bill No. 7 of 2025 is legally invalid in the absence of meaningful prior consultation. He further urged the government to fully respect the court's directive and assume a facilitative rather than leading role in any future constitutional dialogue. ZCID has revealed that its efforts to engage former President Edgar Lungu while he was still alive were hampered by ongoing internal divisions within the Patriotic Front PF. ZCID board chairperson Joyce Msenge revealed that the organization had on several occasions requested to meet with Mr. Lungu as part of its broader mission to foster national dialogue between him and the current Republican president, but attempts were blocked by factions within the PF, which is currently embroiled in a leadership dispute. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. explained that while the PF had insisted that ZCID recognize Mr. Lungu as the legitimate president of the party, the unresolved factionalism made it difficult for the organization to proceed. Efforts were made to meet with the former head of state, but unfortunately the internal divisions within his party made it difficult, said Ms. Msenge. She emphasized the importance of unity within political parties for meaningful national dialogue to take place, adding that ZCID remains committed to its mandate of promoting peaceful political engagement.
You know, when you have political parties are fighting, you will have one faction who will say, we have the people, so you must talk to us. We have the other person. The other person says we have the people. So it's very difficult for us. But for ZCID, we had requested to meet the late 6th Republican president as a former president so that we could engage him. But it was not to be so because...
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, and the Bus and Taxi Owners Association of Zambia have indicated that a reduction in bus fares is under consideration following a continued drop in fuel pump prices. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti said the association is actively engaging the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, and the Ministry of Transport and Logistics to ensure that the recent fuel price reductions benefit consumers. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, yesterday announced a further reduction in fuel prices for the month of July, with petrol now selling at 28 kwacha per litre and diesel at 23 kwacha 13 ngwe per litre, marking the third consecutive monthly reduction. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamuti stressed the importance of passing on the benefit to the passengers.
We have seen this in a row. So one thing we are looking at is to see how we can engage and reduce the passengers. Definitely, that is certain. We are preparing ourselves to put in writing a letter to RATSA, copy to the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, to see to it that passengers benefit from these reductions.
Meanwhile, the Bus and Taxi Owners Association of Zambia has echoed similar sentiments, saying it is also considering a reduction in bus fares in light of the continued fuel price drops. Association National Secretary Sidney Mbewe said that the association is currently awaiting guidance from RTSA, especially as the sector continues to recover from previous losses incurred when fares remained unchanged despite earlier fuel price increases.
But taking into consideration of the economic factors that were surrounding the public transport sector and the commuters and travelers that use our buses, I think for a long time we have not increased or called on the Road Transport and Safety Agency to evoke the formula to see that we also increase on the fares. So it's, I think, a factor to look at whether the reduction is in line with what we had also incurred in terms of losses of the fares at that time.
Senga Hill Member of Parliament Henry Sikazwe has urged the government to prioritize local communities when issuing mining licenses in Senga Hill of Northern Province, where gold deposits have been recently discovered. Mr. Sikazwe emphasized the need to strike a balance between local residents and investors to prevent potential conflicts. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sikazwe expressed concerns over reports of unauthorized miners invading the area, some allegedly armed, creating a security risk for local people. It is unfortunate that outsiders are now terrorizing the area with firearms, and this poses a serious danger to the community, said Mr. Sikazwe. He further called for the promotion of safe mining practices among locals, stressing the importance of modern, regulated methods to avoid accidents and protect lives. Miners should use approved and modern techniques to ensure safety at the gold deposit sites, said Mr. Sikazwe.
We have been trying to engage the Minister of Mines and maybe Cadastra. You see, we are having challenges because the cooperation between these institutions, I think we need to do more. Because what's happening is that, you know, people are getting papers from Osaka and they are coming there that we don't even know there. So I think we need to, you know, to sit down with you know, those who are issuing licenses to see before they issue licenses, at least they send the people on the ground to check so that you see we don't bring this conflict within ourselves.
In Africa news, some 76 Ghanaians who were trafficked to Nigeria under a fraudulent recruitment scheme have been rescued, Ghanaian police say. The victims, mostly young men, were lured with promises of football contracts with top foreign teams, job placements abroad, or assistance with visa processing. Upon arrival, their travel documents and mobile phones were seized, and they were housed in overcrowded rooms under poor conditions, police say. The victims were forced to contact their families to solicit about $1,000 in the guise of paying training or facilitation fees. The fraud masterminds also allegedly used the victims' phone's contact list to scam their friends and relatives. Coming up shortly, Trump global aid cuts risk 14 million deaths in 5 years, reports say. This and more, stay tuned.
Warning. My hands have always...